Welcome to Your Weekly Dose podcast, the only show for those who missed the Mark and Brian radio program. Coming to you from Orange County in Southern California. Hear it happen live without a net every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Download past episodes directly from our website, yourweeklydose.com. But if you're on the go, subscribe through iTunes, Podbean, Stitcher, and make sure you leave a review. Now, here's this week's show.
Just an old-fashioned love song playing on the radio, and wrapped around the music is the sound of someone promising they'll never go. You swear you've heard it before as it slowly rumbles on. Just an old-fashioned love song, one I'm sure they wrote for you and me. Just an old-fashioned love song, coming down in three-part harmony.
To weave our dreams upon and listen to
well,
each evening.
Well, good morning, everybody. Yeah. Happy Saturday to everyone. In the running day, it's a sausage fest.
With tenderness and feeling
so,
that we've come to know.
That's right. Today we only have Steve Silva.
Heidi Ho.
Producer Zach.
That's me.
And I am your host, Sean Robertson. Together we are your weekly dose. And as always, we are streaming live to you from Orange County every Saturday morning.
Thank you for joining us this week and every week. And if you're a new listener, welcome to the family. Glad to have you here. And this podcast is operating with the hopes of getting Mark and Brian into the Radio Hall of Fame.
Oh, yes. And we've got a pretty busy day for us all. Paul Preston from The Movie Guys.
The Movie Guys.
Of course, talking about the Academy Awards, which are coming up next week. We'll be talking about the Grammy winners. Wisconsin
already next week?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, 23rd, brother, 24th.
Wow.
Yeah, that's coming up quick.
That was catching me by surprise.
Yeah. So we got that going on. We got Wisconsin State facts because today was National Wisconsin Day.
That's right.
So we got some state facts. And, of course, we know we just had Valentine's Day. And so we got some Valentine tweets from single people. They're pretty funny. And we're going to do this game we haven't done for a while, which is Would You Rather.
I like those. Those are fun.
Yeah, those are real fun to do. So we got all those things going on today.
Now, remember, of course, you can interact with the show different ways, like at our website, yourweeklydose.com. Find us on Twitter and Instagram at yourweeklydose1. And find us on Facebook. Email us at yourweeklydose1@gmail.com.
And not only can you download the show for free from our website, but you can also subscribe to the show through iTunes, Podbean.com, iHeartRadio, Google Play, and, of course, Stitcher Radio. Just search for Your Weekly Dose, and most importantly, don't forget to rate and review the show as well. And, of course, today's theme song was Old Fashioned Love Song by Three Dog Night. God, love Three Dog Night.
Yeah.
Now, do you know who wrote that song?
One of the guys from Three Dog
no.
Night?
No.
No. No.
Paul Williams.
Oh, Paul Williams did.
Paul Williams wrote that song.
Duh.
Oh.
Yeah, what other songs did he write for them, Mr. Producer?
Nothing. I was just trying to make fun of Steve for a second.
Uh-huh. See how it turns around? See, I can quickly turn around for you?
I get my jabs when I can.
Yeah, whatever. See, you give like a little slap. We come back going smack. Yeah.
I'm sorry. I'll just... That's why I'm in the corner.
That's why you're the producer. You just... Be there, push the button.
Yeah, look at all the pretty
pictures.
Hi, guys.
Yeah, hi, guys.
Hello.
You know, Kylie Paul McCartney's in the corner.
Hi, guys. Should we play one of my songs again? No? Okay.
Go give Ringo a call.
You know, that's why George was the quiet one also. They just put him in the corner. Hey, George, I got a song. I've got a song for you guys.
Oh, yeah?
Yes,
play
I got a song
me.
For you. Oh, that song sucks, George. Let's play one of ours instead.
I'll go back in the corner.
So, anyway, so... We got a lot of cool things going on. All right. So Amazon, of course, they've been our sponsor from day one. God, 2 years they've been with us. They've been so nice. I like that. And of course, without them, we could not do this show with all of you.
that's right, Sean. I really.
I got you that coffee to help, and it didn't help.
You know what? I'll finish it. I'll finish it.
Why don't you deal with it?
I'll deal with it. Amazon. They've been with us from day one.
I have a product.
Point at me. You know, I'll wait.
Okay.
I'm going to wait on this one. So, because all you need to do is go to our website, yourweeklydose.com, click on our Amazon banner, bookmark it, and that way every time you want to shop on Amazon, you use the bookmark link, and by doing so, you help the show stay on the air. And any product, you can find anything on Amazon, such as...
Well, you know, recently...
No, I don't know. Such as...
Recently, you know, all the products we've been coming up with have been kind of joke products or odd products, but today...
Such as...
In the fact we're going out of February into March soon...
Such as...
It's going to get warmer. This is what you need. The Story Electric e-bike. It has a smart 350-watt electronic motor, hidden lithium battery, USB port to charge your phone, Shimano gears, disc brakes.
Shimano? What is it, a Michael Jackson product?
Hybrid electric bicycle. Everybody needs to get the bicycle, get out into the warm weather when it gets here, and
yeah, because it's been raining the last couple of days.
Be active. Now, this bicycle, of course, it is an electric bicycle, so it's a little more pricey. It's $1,850. But, you know, how much is your health worth?
A lot.
There you go.
And so, you should go to, you know where, after the show.
You should go to Amazon.
that's a funny
Everybody else needs to go to Amazon. You should go to Urgent Care after the
show.
I
need to go. Yeah, well, that's a story coming up.
Yeah, exactly.
I was going to say, Amazon, that's a funny way to say hospital.
Yeah. Well, anyway, if you're going to do all your shopping online, remember to use our Amazon banner to get the job done. And remember, when you do use our Amazon banner, you help support the show. Amazon, work hard, have fun, make history. So, and of
make
course,
history.
Absolutely. You got to make history. Speaking of making history, you know, a lot of people over the holidays and everything, they got some really cool presents. And of course, some people are starting to just want to pick up an instrument on their own sometimes, whether it be a piano, a guitar, or maybe even the bass guitar, you know, or maybe you gave your son or your daughter a guitar this past holiday season or piano for Christmas. So, and if so, you need a good music instructor.
If that's the case, then you need to call VPR Studios. They have been around since 1997 and serve the city of Cyprus and surrounding communities. Their instructor teaches a language of music to all ages, from beginners to moderate players. Even old guys like me that have always wanted to learn but just have two left hands.
Well, at least one good one.
Wait, how's that? Yeah, that's
perfect. That's right, Steve. There's nothing like having a private instructor on an instrument. Besides the enjoyment, music contributes to the development of imagination, creativity, positive concept, achievement, self-discipline, and positive social skills. This is something where a very good instructor can really help you out. So if you'd like to learn to play guitar, piano, or even bass guitar, call VPR Studios at 562-310-2753 or email them at VPR_studios@yahoo.com to schedule your first lesson. VPR Studios, magical moments start with music and start creating your own magic today.
I was able to pick up a tissue, so
yeah. And
not all
of
that
course,
bad right now.
We've got a cool little bit for you guys here. We're still trying to get Mark and Brian into the Radio Hall of Fame. Laura did a quick announcement out there that what she's trying to do. We are pretty much close on the part where we need to vote, but not yet. It's coming really close. But she still needs everybody to sign up on MNBRHOF, both on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook.
And
so make
Sean,
sure you do
how
that.
How close is it?
Well, Laura's not, you know, revealing anything yet because there's a lot of steps that we've got to take. We want to make sure we get these guys in one because we have a one-time shot for this. So there are a lot of people out there. They're very, very anxious saying, well, why doesn't Mark do this and why doesn't Brian do that? You know what? It's because they're letting Laura do it. She's the one in charge. She's the one who's creating all the steps. So you know what? I know a lot of us out there, we want to get the guys in. We're very zealous about it. We get that. But relax and let's let Laura take charge of this. She's doing things properly. She's talking to the Radio Hall of Fame. She's talking to Mark and Brian on a weekly basis. So all we need to do is just be ready and follow her. And just remember why we're getting them into the Radio Hall of Fame. All the good things they did, and also funny moments like this. And, of course, with Valentine's Day just happening, there was an incident where they had women call in to do a fake orgasm, like when Harry met Sally.
Oh.
You remember that whole scene where she's at the table, she's going, yes,
yes.
Yeah, you know, the whole fake orgasm.
I believe it was Cat's Deli, wasn't it? Cat's Deli restaurant in New York?
Oh, no, it's been a while since I've seen the movie.
I watch a lot of Food Network.
Good throw. Nice throw. Good ad. That's a good ad. Anyway, so they decided to do a contest on that whole thing. And so here's where we kind of pick it up with them. They're going to discuss it. They've already played some of the contestants. But they do get a special call from Debbie, the volleyball player. So here we go.
And we had to put our two cents in right there at the end.
Thank you.
There's your four. And I think as an honorable mention, we all enjoyed the lady who was doing it in the middle. And out of her comes, I'll kill you if you stop.
Right. Well, she didn't even say, if you stop. That was the problem. That would have been something. But she was like, I'll kill you.
All right. So there you go. There's your, oh, we have a call. Good morning.
Hey guys, that's Debbie the volleyball player. Am I too late? I want to try out for that.
Well, Debbie, we already have found our finalists, but I think...
I'm really good at that.
Well, tell you what, just as a button on the end of the week's competition, and knowing, again, we've already found our four, but we'd like to hear yours, Debbie.
Well, this is, I'll tell you the truth, I'm not that experienced at it because I never have to take it.
Yeah, okay.
Yes, I'm easily pleased.
Gotcha.
I just love you guys.
Love you, Debbie.
This is Debbie, the Olympic volleyball player.
That's right.
All right?
All right.
All right, here's mine, okay? You ready? And I love the movie When Harry Met Sally. I thought Meg Ryan was a dory at Erie.
That's right.
Okay, here it goes. I've got to get myself set.
All right.
All right, here it goes. Is it in? Seriously. I feel not... Is it in? Is it... Oh, okay, there it is. Okay. You're sure it's in? slap my ass. Slap my hairy ass. Slap it. Slap it harder. Slap it, you... Come on! Hit it! I still don't think it's in.
Good job, Debbie.
Thank you.
Boy, I wish you'd gotten in for the competition.
Me too.
That would have been good.
I want to win that pump.
All right, we'll try to get you one, Debbie. Happy Valentine's Day to you. I love you too. All right. I guess we're doing it now. We'll line you up.
There you go, a basketball with Mark and Brian, Debbie the volleyball player. But I know one man who does not have a problem knowing whether it's in or not, and that is Mr. Paul Preston from the Movie Guys. How you doing, Paul?
Oh, that's my introduction everywhere I go.
How you been, my friend?
First of all, Mark and Brian aren't in the Radio Hall of Fame.
No.
Jeez.
Can you believe that?
Yeah, I mean, I'm a Stern listener as well, and he just got in recently. I think they just look down at these guys who do entertaining shows. Like, you have to be, like, a legitimate newsman or some important, talk show host or a DJ who's been around for 70 years just introducing songs but really offering nothing else. But still, they value that skill over, like, full 3 to 4 hour show of just solid entertainment. It's crazy.
Well, here's something that's really interesting is that even when Switchboarder Laura had contacted the Radio Hall of Fame and Mark talked to the president of the Radio Hall of Fame, he didn't even realize that they were not in yet.
Well, there you go.
He goes, really? You guys aren't in? Huh. That's kind of strange. Well, we need to get you guys in.
All right,
so,
good.
Yeah, go fig. So, yeah. Anyways, well, we got the Oscars coming up, buddy.
It is the most wonderful time of the year.
It is. It's like Christmas for you, isn't it?
Well, except they're trying to ruin it with all the things they're doing. First, they had that idea of creating a best popular film category. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Which, of course, just devalues everything. Maybe popular films are really good and achieve success and quality filmmaking on their own merits.
Right.
You know, but they have to, like, discount them and just continue to think, well, we only award the haughty, brainy, you know, important quote-unquote stuff about the, you know, the girl who can't read and the Holocaust, you know, so.
Yeah. Now, what's
this? Spread it out, but that just is patronizing.
Now, what's this I heard? The Academy just released yesterday or the other day that they're going to give out awards during the commercial break?
That's the newest thing they're doing to try and make us all enjoy the Oscars less. Yeah, I was ready to complain about it, but last night they did a press release saying now what they were going to do is take hair and makeup, cinematography, editing, and I think costumes.
Costumes!
Yeah.
Come on! That's my favorite part!
Wow, really?
You've crossed the line, Academy!
Yeah. But, I can see hair and makeup, but costumes.
Go home!
Well, listen, if we didn't award these things, we'd basically just be, you know...
A shorter show.
We'd be the best in radio. It's a visual medium, you know? We gotta award what we can see. It's kind of the deal. It's kind of how it works.
If anything, take out sound.
I think it's just another... They run so scared where they should just embrace the art. Double down on the arts and sciences that are in your name.
Right.
You know, now, Academy.
Now, also, they're deciding not to go with a host this year?
Well, you know, it's just the era of everybody being offended. Kevin Hart was a great choice. I think a guy who wanted to do it his whole life.
Uh-huh.
Somebody found old tweets of his where he made... you know, homophobic jokes, stand-up. It was a stand-up routine.
Right.
You know, and despite the fact that he said, well, look, that was a long time ago. I've changed. I'm a good person. That just never counts for anything. Whatever you do ever damns you for life.
Well, especially now in this digital age, yeah.
Yeah, and now I think everyone else looked and said, oh, I said this back then. I'm not getting involved at all. I'm not digging up anything on me.
Well, let's talk about the nominees, Paul. What do we got looking at for the big one, the best picture?
Well, as ever, they do that wrong too. I mean, just in my book, these are pretty good nominees. Well, they're Black Panther, Black Klansman, Bohemian Rhapsody, The Favorite, Green Book, Roma, A Star Is Born, and Vice. Now, to their credit, they have picked popular films in there. Star Is Born is a big hit. Black Panther is one of the biggest movies of all time. Bohemian Rhapsody, huge hit. Green Book is pretty big compared to its budget. You know, it didn't cost much at all, and it's, you know, approaching $100 million domestic. So that's good. That should be enough to make people want to tune in. And then Bohemian Rhapsody won the Golden Globe, I believe, for best
musical picture.
Comedy, because they split for best picture, they split the awards there into drama and then musical and comedy.
Right.
And then Black Panther came out of nowhere and won the best ensemble at the SAG Awards. So there's a lot of love spread around all these.
Who do you think is going to win versus who should win?
Yeah, I think Roma's going to win because Roma just keeps winning all these other awards because, again, it's the important one.
Why is that?
Well, it's about, you know, Mexico in a whole big turmoil era. There's, you know, grand dramatic scenes, but I don't think that movie's capturing anybody's attention. I think a year from now, no one's talking about Roma. It's exceptionally well made. It's Alfonso Cuarón, made Children of Men and Gravity, and the guy can really make a movie, but in the end, I think everyone just kind of goes, meh.
Does it have anything to do with tomatoes?
It does not.
Well,
no.
See, that's just it then. They're not marketing it right then. You know,
they're out. You're out.
All the vegans out there, you know, especially in Hollywood, you would think that they would want to come and see this movie. Go, hey, it's Roma. What was it about? Well, it's a tomato. And no, they put it about Mexico and they fucked it up.
But,
so that's who you think is going to win. Who do you think should win, though?
Well, it's Infinity War. It's not even nominated. And I want to withdraw from the union just because the SAG Awards didn't even nominate Infinity War for for best ensemble. I mean, that's like the greatest ensemble in the history of
movies. Yeah, seriously. It really was good.
All of them firing on, you know, 100%. And if you're going to give an Oscar to Peter Jackson for making three Hobbit movies, we're at like the 20th Marvel film. It's amazing. It's just give him an Oscar.
Yeah. Anyway, just for having it. Cool.
So who, of what was nominated, I got to go with Vice.
Vice? You think Vice should
the
win?
Film about Dick Cheney? I think, because, again, mentioning that a lot of films are sequel-driven and franchise, you know, just the studio just really wants their franchises nowadays. Vice is the most, except maybe Black Klansman giving it a strong run for its money, mm-hmm. Vice is the most director-driven movie of the bunch.
Got it.
Adam McKay's thumbprint is all over that movie in every aspect of it, from the way the story is told to the sense of humor in the script to how well he's directed the actors. It's just top to bottom quite an experience. I thought it was great.
Let's talk about that then. Who do we have nominated for Best Director?
So you have Spike Lee from Black Klansman, Pavel Pawlikowski? Hey.
Some Polak.
Foreign guy. Cold War. Yorgos Lanthimos for The Favorite, Alfonso Cuarón for Roma, and Adam McKay for Vice. Now, for me, of course, I give it to Adam McKay because I was just telling you how I think that's a director-driven movie, and he fires on all cylinders. Who I think will win? Cuarón. Again, I think you're going to see a Roma night. It's going to be like, you know, Moonlight winning everything outside of, you know, the goof up where they said La La Land instead of Moonlight.
Oh boy,
it's going to it's going to be a movie where a bunch of people are going, eh. Moonlight, man, it was, and now Roma, well, that's, you know, it's not about tomatoes. For my money, it's McKay with Spike Lee as a close second. But this is Spike Lee's first
nomination, right?
He's been nominated for a script before, but in a huge career with masterpieces like Malcolm X and Do the Right Thing, he's finally nominated.
All right, and who do we have for Best Actor?
Well, we have Christian Bale for Vice, Bradley Cooper for A Star Is Born. So even though they they didn't give him the director nod, they give him an actor nod. Well, I think he's better as an actor in The Star is Born than he is as a director of that film anyway. Mm-hmm. You got Willem Dafoe in At Eternity's Gate, Rami Malek as Freddie Mercury, and Viggo Mortensen in Green Book. Pretty solid bunch there. I think Rami Malek's just been sweeping, and he'll win the Oscar too.
Really?
And pretty deservedly. It's a tour de force performance, you know, when he's got to be withdrawn and sad, he nails it. When he's got to be big in the Freddie Mercury we all know and love, he nails that even more, I think. You know, he's and the way that film ends with the Live Aid performance, I mean, you just give him an Oscar for just killing that so, you know, thoroughly.
Have you seen it where they've done the side-by-side comparison from the real footage to the movie footage?
Ooh, no, I should watch that.
Oh, it is so, I mean, you talk about studying the scene and everything and Freddie's moves, and Rami Malek has pretty much, I mean, he's got like 99.9% down. I mean, it was really amazing.
And what a great way for a biopic to end.
Oh, yeah.
Not with his death, but the band triumphant on top of the world in their best, in their element. I mean, because sure, you know, he's we all know the fate of Freddie Mercury eventually, but the movie doesn't give us that. The movie says, these guys are the champions, the heroes. Check it out. And I was like, this just, I mean,
we're going to celebrate.
I could
go
in and just watch the end of that movie in a theater with the loud surround sound and the huge picture any day.
Let's segue into that because we've got some really good nominations for Best Supporting Actors.
Every year. That category is always stacked, you know. Mm-hmm. And but who's missing there? You got Mahershala Ali for Green Book, Adam Driver for Black Klansman, Sam Elliott for A Star is Born, Richard E. Grant for Can You Ever Forgive Me, and Sam Rockwell for Vice. Now, as a big Vice fan, I've seen it a couple times. Rockwell's great, but Steve Carell is even better in that as Donald Rumsfeld. He just brings a bigger game to it, I think.
Uh-huh.
Rockwell's amazing in everything. You know, the nomination is not bad because the guy is so good.
Yeah.
You know, and he won last year for 3 Billboards.
Right.
But I think your winner is going to be Mahershala Ali. He'll win a second
supporting
actor. He just won for Moonlight and won for Green Book. He, like Malik, he's kind of sweet.
This also Sam Elliott's first nomination?
That's a good question. I do not know that.
Because from what I can remember, I think this is his first nomination ever. And I think that would be a sweet, you know, little, you know, jab at the Academy, whatever, if he gets the award.
Yeah. Oh, wait. Here it says nominated for one Oscar, so that is going to be correct, my friend.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, but what a career! I mean.
Yeah. Exactly.
You think he would have won for Roadhouse?
Or you in Tombstone?
I was going to mention that
Roadhouse.
Yeah. He was great in it.
Well, let's switch it over now to the ladies. So, who do we have for Best Actress?
All right, we are in a we are in like a fourth or fifth year straight of packed female categories. Like once upon a time, you know, you could accuse Hollywood of not having great roles for women, and sure enough, you look at the nominees, and you're like, wow, there were like just about five roles that were of any substance where you could nominate them. Now you're having a ton of snubs every year because there's so many good roles and so many good performances. So that's a good sign for the industry. And your lead actresses are Yalitza Aparicio for Roma, Glenn Close for The Wife, Olivia Colman for The Favorite, Lady Gaga for A Star Is Born, and Melissa McCarthy for Can You Ever Forgive Me, which is my favorite nomination of that bunch. She's great in that underseen film that is really good. So Can You Ever Forgive Me might be out on streaming yet. I'm not sure. If not, when it is, see it. Okay. Great, sad, but very entertaining movie, because as sad as it is, she's an entertaining character in the middle of it all.
Okay. So who do you think is going to win versus who should win?
That's a good call. I think they want to award Glenn Close, you know, with five nominations before now and never having won. And of course, Streep's won three times, and those two are like the golden, you know, ladies for 40 years now in the industry, giving up some of the best performances of all time.
Right.
And the good news is she's excellent in The Wife if she wins this. And I think they want to award her. And she's won plenty of awards up to now as well. Again, that's predecessor. If you see the Guild Awards and the Critics Awards, how they doing? And I think Close has won a ton of them. So she's in line. Right. And of course, with the history of her not winning, I think she's your prediction. I might give it to Melissa McCarthy because I'm such a fan of her and that movie.
Cool.
But okay. But if Close wins, it's, you know, that'll be great because she'll get the standing O and much deserved.
Cool. And Best Supporting Actress?
Amy Adams in Vice, Marina de Tavira in Roma, Regina King if Beale Street Could Talk, and then Emma Stone and Rachel Weisz both for The Favorite.
Wow, Emma Stone got nominated again, huh?
Yeah, man, she was so good in La La Land. I was thrilled that she won that one. But I don't think she wins again. But this is a toss-up. I don't know who does win. Regina King won the Golden Globe, but I have yet to see if Beale Street Could Talk. That's the one that's gotten away out of all these films we've talked about so far. Mm-hmm. And yeah, but there's no, I mean, there's some missing nominations. Margot Robbie was nominated for Mary Queen of Scots in the SAG Awards and other awards, but she's not nominated here. Mm-hmm. In fact, that movie is, if you haven't seen it, is crazy. It's like real life Game of Thrones.
Oh, wow.
Like all the stuff that goes down on that, you're like, man, this actually happened. This totally, there's like some Game of Thrones shit right here. Wow. But Saoirse Ronan, who plays Mary in that, I should have mentioned, was a snub for actress too, because as much as Robbie was nominated for a bunch of stuff, Saoirse Ronan is amazing. And coming right out of Lady Bird and playing this historical character, she's got range and she's impressive in everything. But anyway, Margot Robbie was a snub. So this is it. I'm not even going to predict for this one. Maybe Regina King, just because, okay. But I haven't seen the film, but she's won some awards up till now.
Got it.
Stone and Rachel Weisz in The Favorite might just split the vote and neither of them win that.
And
so,
okay. And of course, we do need to find out the most important part the most important award all night long is Best Foreign Short Action Film.
That's going to be it's going to be E2 Yo Mama Tambien.
Ah, okay, good. That's what I want. That's what I thought. That's who I'm rooting for too.
E2 Yo Mama Tambien.
Oh my gosh. Well, Paul, thanks so much, man, for all these, you know, letting us know what these nominations are and, you know, filling us in on some of these, cuz I mean, there's so many good films out there right now, I think, with that are out and well deserving, like you said, some of these nominees. Like, I didn't even know Melissa McCarthy was nominated till the other day I saw it. I'm going, well, what film is she in? I didn't even know, you know.
Yeah, and you might not be inclined to go and watch a documentary,
uh-huh.
But it was a great year for docs, to where two of the best ones are not nominated. Like, Won't You Be My Neighbor, the Mr. Rogers doc, not
right.
nominated. There's a crazy movie out there called Three Identical Strangers.
I saw that. Yeah.
That movie's awesome. Like, it's about three guys who were triplets but didn't meet till they were adults. And then it gets weird.
Yeah.
I won't even explain anything because it's just a story too, like, you know, truth is stranger than fiction.
Right.
Plus, there was a documentary about Gilda Radner that was good. The Quincy Jones doc on Netflix is good. God. A movie about 70s filmmaker Hal Ashby. So there's a lot of docs out there. Yeah. And none of those were even nominated. But the one that is called Free Solo, about a guy who climbed El Capitan without...
Oh, that's what that's about.
That movie's amazing.
Okay. I thought it was like another Star Wars movie that didn't make it or something.
Yeah, if you can get to the theater and say, please, Free Solo from the bad storylines he's had in the last three movies.
Exactly.
That movie's crazy good. And if you get to the theater to see it, the filmmaking and IMAX along El Cap, that camera's all along El Cap while he climbed it, you'll get vertigo, you'll pass out, it'd be amazing.
Nice. Awesome. Well, I got to ask you before we go and let you go and everything, I'm sure you saw the tweets yesterday that they wrapped up filming for Star Wars Episode 9.
I did.
So
I saw that big emotional photo. They were much more emotional than I was. But, you know, that happened.
How do you think everything is going to go down now that they've wrapped up principal, you know, photography and everything, and with the storyline? Because there seems like there's so much controversy going on right now with J.J. taking over, and was it Johnson?
Right? Rian Johnson.
Rian Johnson with his trilogy. He got a lot of pushback on Twitter writing the new trilogy and everything. How do you think all that's going to go down for Disney?
Well, you know, they went. JJ was a super safe choice, and he made a super safe movie with The Force Awakens. Uh-huh. So after Rian Johnson just blew all the plot apart, like, he didn't do a middle movie. To like have a third, like, I don't know what we're wait. I don't know what we're waiting for. I don't know what we're going to the third movie to see. Like, what are you on pins and needles about? What? Like, you know what I mean? Like, right. I am your father. Oh my God, Luke is, Han is frozen. There's a lot we got to go see in Return of the Jedi. Mm-hmm. I don't know what Episode 9 holds for us. That we're all, like, what are we waiting for?
Yeah, because I mean, everybody gets together at the end and takes off in the Falcon, and it's like, okay, we have to go figure out how we're going to put the Alliance back together, and it's a small band now, and that's it. It's like,
yeah. And to their credit, there's a small band of rebels left at the end of The Last Jedi, but I just don't know what we're going to another movie for. Mm-hmm. I have 7 months to figure that out, I guess.
Yeah.
And now we have Supreme Leader Kylo Ren.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess.
Who knows?
But he seemed like he was going to be good, then he wasn't. I mean, it was all over the place, that last movie, so I don't know why. I just don't know what I'm going to see. Poe Dameron still... he's a big nothing. He's just a guy who fights. He's a guy who fights and he talks. And I don't know what, like, I don't know.
But he's a hell of a pilot, though, man. Come on.
True. But
he's a hell of a pilot.
No other reason to.
You know, Han Solo had his foot smashed by the Millennium Falcon, you know, but this guy can fly circles around Han.
Yeah, he's got no storyline. I don't know why we want to watch him again.
Right.
You know, they'll a title and a poster and a trailer. You know, may get me interested again. But in the meantime, I'm all about Endgame. That's all that matters.
There you go. Yeah. Well, Paul, always good to talk to you, buddy. And I know next time we got something special coming up involving your wife on doing this whole comedy thing. And I'm looking forward to that. But in the meantime, everybody can catch you at The Movie Guys. So plug all your information on where everybody can find you at, Paul.
TheMovieGuys.net. And it's funny you should mention Star Wars Episode 9. We're launching a new podcast this weekend called Countdown to 9.
Oh, can I come?
Absolutely.
Okay.
It's monthly, so it's not a big, not a super huge investment if you want to just tune in. We're going to break down all the movies that lead up to Episode 9. So every Star Wars movie from, you know, the trilogy to the prequels to the standalones, once a month.
Oh, wow.
Up until the new movie comes out.
Oh, cool. I'd love to talk about that stuff.
Yeah, so that's starting... this weekend we're gonna launch the first episode, kind of an introductory one to let you know everything that we're gonna be covering. Uh-huh. Hopefully, you know, not trying to be those guys, you know, right. The kind of get Kelly Tran to leave Twitter. You know, right. We're gonna talk legit.
And this is gonna be part of themovieguys.com, right?
Yeah, .net.
.net, sorry, .net.
Yo, just somebody, you know, I've looked at the whois.com, you know, to find out who owns movieguys.com, because there's nothing going on there. There's some guy in China. It's nothing. You know, they do nothing with it. They just sit on it.
Yeah.
So it's .net.
Bastard, let it go. Give it to Paul. They're
Come
more
on.
Deserving of it.
At the movie guys at Instagram, we're back up again. You know, with approaching 1,000 followers again.
Nice.
As we regroup. And then, and Twitter as well. So follow our nonsense. We have fun here.
Absolutely. And if you can't find them there, just simply go to our website, yourweeklydose.com, and click on the Movie Guys link there that we have for it. It's a little picture of the guy in the Indiana Jones thing, and click on it, and it'll send you right over to their website as well.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Like you said, my wife and I will both come down and be in studio next time.
Yes, can't
talk
wait.
Talk about her her new comedy show that's going on monthly and all our shenanigans.
Absolutely. Well, Paul, good to talk to you, buddy, and hopefully we'll see you next week, too, at the at our Oscar party here, too, as well.
Ooh, okay, man.
All right, buddy, we'll talk to you soon.
See you.
All right,
thanks,
take care.
Paul.
Bye. Bye. Once again, guys, that's Paul Preston there from themovieguys.net. Catch him out. They review movies and talk to directors and everything. It's a really good show that they've got going on there, too. So, all right. Well, let's catch up with everybody.
I vote for Steve to go first.
You want Steve to go first?
Oh, yeah.
What? Steve. Okay. Why don't you go first and tell us why you need to go to urgent care?
I'm laughing. Well, okay. Of course, as we all know, Thursday was the big Valentine's Day. Me being single, I was planning on a nice day alone at home.
Uh-huh.
When my good friend Stacy calls me and she goes, "I need to go out and get a drink. What are you doing?" I'm like, nothing.
Mm-hmm.
So she goes, "Okay, we're going to go out." So she actually comes and gets me about, I don't know, 1 o'clock in the afternoon, and takes me back to her house in Costa Mesa.
Mm-hmm.
And we're trying to decide what happy hour to go to. And there's this really cool Mexican restaurant in Triangle Square down there on Newport, where Harbor and Newport come together. There's that really cool shopping center. So we go there, we Uber there, and we start drinking at about 4 o'clock, 3:30, 4 o'clock, something like that. And I'm having margaritas, she's drinking beer, and we had some chips and guacamole.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's all I ate that day.
Okay.
Which is might be part of the explanation.
See where
so
this is going?
So anyway, we decide from there to go meet some other friends over at the Goat Hill Tavern, which is just across the street. Commenced to drink and beer there until, like, I don't know, 10, 10:30. Met some of the other friends left, and we decided to leave, and I don't even remember getting up to leave. So from here on, I have no clue, but this is what Stacy told me happened. First of all, in the bar, I got up and fell down. He had to help me up.
You got up
and fell down in the bar.
In the bar?
In the bar, yeah.
Okay.
Got up off my stool, ready to go, and woo! And I don't remember doing that. So then she said she was able to get me up, and we made it outside to get to the Uber.
How many drinks did you have?
I don't remember.
That many?
Yeah. I had like 3 margaritas at the Mexican place, and then I had like, I don't know, maybe 3 pitchers of beer.
Oh, my God.
Wait. 3 pitchers of beer to yourself?
Well, she kept buying pitchers, and I lost count. And,
you know,
it was like,
well, you were seeing 3.
So, eventually. Well, anyway.
So, you
fell at
the bar.
I got into the Uber, and I don't remember that at all. And she said, when we got to her house, I got out of the Uber and immediately fell down again. And I'm not sure, but after I got out of the Uber, she said I fell down 3 different times before they could get her and her mom could get me into the house.
Wow, dude.
Well, one of my knees kind of hurts. My right hip is like bruised and hurts when I lay on it.
Should I start looking for a new co-host or something or what?
That's how I felt this morning. God. And then I've got like scrapes and bruises on both elbows. And my left wrist is
swollen,
really messed up. It's all swollen. I can move it and everything, so that's a good sign. But
you're moving your fingers, but can you bend it though?
Yeah, I can. See, I can. It's limited, but yeah. I can at least move it. So chances are nothing is actually too broken,
God, dude.
God. And I keep finding little specks of black tar or something on myself.
It's called asphalt.
Oh my God! Yeah. It's embedded in my ass.
Wait, tell Sean. He told me this story in the car, and I'm laughing my ass off. I know. This. And I'm just going like, this is going to be a great story. Tell him what happened when you woke up and went to the bathroom.
In the night, I guess they put me in the living room in one of the, they've got recliners on the sofas and stuff. Okay. So I kind of am waking up early in the morning, kind of going, what the hell is wrong with me?
You're and drunk is what's wrong.
I felt my wrist. My wrist was really painful. Like, oh, man, what did I do? And I'm looking at it, and it's, like, swollen. I'm going, oh, my God, I'm going to be crippled the rest of my life. So I have to go to the bathroom. So I get into the bathroom, and my pants are all wet.
Oh, God,
thinking,
no, Steve.
Oh, no, I didn't. I'm not that screwed up.
Piss in
I
your
didn't.
Pants.
Luckily, I guess, I was dry in the front, so it wasn't that.
But wet in the back?
But, well, when apparently it had been raining, and I fell down, the ground was wet, and then I sat up at one point and tried to lean back onto a truck that I obviously wasn't where I thought it was, and I ended
fell back again.
I fell into the gutter.
Oh my God!
So the water in the gutter apparently.
You didn't tell me in the car you fell in the gutter.
Oh my God! So I don't know. The first time I fell down, the Uber driver helped Stacy get me up, and then he left, and
that
then I fell
driver.
Down again, and she kept trying to get me up, and I have a vague recollection of like sitting down and somebody, come on, you got to get up. And I was like, I can't get up.
Oh, my God.
But then,
leave me, save yourself.
Oh, my God. So she got me up after the first or the second fall. I see, like I said, it was her telling me. And then we went a little ways, and I fell down again.
Oh, my God, dude.
So three times
you're
after
lucky
we got out of the Uber, I'm hitting the ground.
You're lucky your wrist is the only real injury.
I know. I really am. I could have screwed up my knee. That would have been awful. So Stacy had to call her mom to come out, and they helped me in. So that's what the all of the bruises and stuff came from.
I would have given anything to see video of that. Just that whole process from getting out of the car to falling down. I would have given anything.
I wish I could have had it on film. So when I actually kind of was coherent about my surroundings,
there was a trash can.
And a glass of water and a trash bag, which apparently somebody
and a wicker
threw
basket.
Up in.
I was going to wicker basket
sitting
to be named
there,
later.
I don't know who.
Oh, God.
But somebody threw. It's like Ron White, you know. He went out for a big thing, a drink, and he said, I don't know what happened, but when I woke up, someone had shit in my pants. So it was kind of a general feeling like, God, somebody threw up in that bag. I wonder who. So then I was able to like get something to eat and then get some ice on my wrists, and I took some ibuprofen, and after the ice and ibuprofen, the pain was cut down a lot, but it's still pretty swollen, and it doesn't look as bad.
Well, yeah, because, I mean, your fingers are bloated, your wrist
is bloated.
Yeah, I mean, the back of your knuckles.
My whole hand is bruising up.
Your hand looks like I got stung by a bee.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I mean, it looks like one of those surgical gloves that you blow up. That's what it looks like right now.
Uh-huh. Well, here I am.
Oh, God. And that's Steve's drunk story.
So, and I haven't done that in, like, over 20 years. Gotten
that bad.
That bad. It was just weird.
Wow.
So...
So, did you get laid?
No.
That's exactly what I asked him in the car.
He just got laid out.
And I got laid out. That's exactly what.
Oh my God!
Did she happen to text or call you to make sure you were okay the next day?
Okay. Oh, well, I was at her house.
Oh, that's
I had to spend the night at her house.
Oh, right, okay.
And then the funny thing was she was more screwed up than I was, not from falling down, but she just drank so much that she couldn't even drive me home until later at night.
Oh my! So she was drinking as much?
She was like...
Can we call her and get her point of view on this whole thing?
I don't know what she's doing. If you want to...
Let's do it.
Stacy's really cool.
I want Stacy's point of view on this whole
boy.
Thing. All right, give her call her on the phone. Get some battery music.
I gotta find her number.
Well, while you're doing that, I'll tell you what happened.
So I give
this
him
week.
The number.
Well, call her and get her on and see if she can go on the air with us.
Well,
talk to her first.
Okay.
And then we'll see. In the meantime, I'll talk about what happened with us, with what I did last week, is that we went to go see The Princess Bride, but it was a quote-along.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
So it was at the La Mirada Theater and everything, and it was really cool. People dressed up in costumes and stuff, whatever. They gave us goodie bags. So in each of the bags, it had to do something with the movie. So they gave us these popsicle sticks that we would... in a rubber band so it would turn into a sword. You know,
cool.
They gave us a balloon so we could make the sound of the screeching eels. They gave us eel infested water, so it was like a little bottle of water
a
label that had eel infested. And then it also served as the wine. And then they gave us like these pixie sticks to give us like for Iocane powder.
Oh my God, that's so great.
So it was pretty cool. Can she go on? Oh, you leaving a message? Voicemail? Okay, all right.
Okay, well, if you have to get this now.
All right, anyway. So they gave us, these pixie sticks to replicate Iocane powder. And then, what else did they give us? Oh, and then they gave us, like, these little, it was a chocolate, but like it was, like, in the shape of a round ball.
Oh, wow.
So to represent the miracle for Miracle Max.
Oh, wow.
So, and, like, we had to eat it at the right time and this and that. And I got to tell you, having a room full, because I think that probably seats maybe about 1,200, maybe 1,500 people in there. And to hear everybody all at once yell inconceivable, it's pretty damn cool.
All I can just keep thinking about is, you killed my father.
Oh, yeah. I mean, everybody's doing lines.
You could
and everything.
Totally play that, dude.
Everybody did. And like I said, people got dressed up as whether it was Indigo or... one guy actually dressed as Fezzik.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah. So I walked up to him and I said, you are the Brute Squad. So, but it was pretty cool. We had a really, really good time. And if I suggest for anybody out there who loves The Princess Bride and you're constantly quoting it, and if you ever see it again, definitely go do it. It's so much fun. So much fun.
They better not remake that movie.
That would be a big mistake, though.
In a world full of remakes, don't touch that.
Yeah.
Leave it alone.
Yeah, exactly. All right, so you left her a voicemail?
Yeah, I left a voicemail. She's,
okay.
Yeah.
She's probably out still. Or
she's probably sleeping.
Oh, my gosh. All righty. Well, let's move on. Let's talk about the Grammys real quick. It was an interesting show. Did you guys watch the show by chance or no?
Negative.
While I'm talking about this, pull up real quick the Dolly Parton segment. See if they've got that up, because that was really, really cool. And as much as she has been in certain controversies, and I'm talking about Miley Cyrus, when that girl wants to, she can fucking sing. And there was two segments that she first came out with. I forgot what artist it was, came out and sang with him. And just was amazing.
Miley Cyrus?
Yeah, with, I forgot who, it was some other singer-songwriter guy that she performed with. And then later on, she comes back out and sings with Dolly Parton. And I didn't know this, but Dolly Parton is her godmother.
Wow, really?
Yeah. So I was really blown away. So is this with Dolly Parton?
Yes.
Okay.
Right in the door.
Presley. You look
into my eyes. I'm not sure that is. This is a tribute. Oh, it's Katy Perry. There she is.
Look at Smokey Robinson stand out, man. There's Miley Cyrus. Now, how cool is that, though, to sing with your godmother? And it turns out your godmother is Dolly Parton.
Yeah, never knew that.
Yeah. Well, it, you know, it's kind of like with Sean Lennon. You know who Sean Lennon's godfather is?
Mm-mm.
Elton John.
Wow. There's a
yeah.
Just as surprised as I am from this.
Cool. Well, that was a highlight, I think, of the Grammys. But great performance there. Record of the year, the winner was This Is America by Childish Gambino. Album of the year was Golden Hour by Kacey Musgraves. Song of the year, the winner was This Is America. Donald Glover and Ludwig Göransson were the songwriters on that, basically Childish Gambino. Best new artist went to Dua Lipa. Best rap album was Golden Hour. Best rock album was From the Fires. Best R&B was also Sweetener, and best comedy album went to Dave Chappelle. So I thought that was pretty cool. So, but it was definitely an interesting whole Grammys though. But yeah, that performance though with Dolly, I thought was spectacular though, really really good. So anyway, so there we go, the Grammys for 2019. More music to go out and look for. So, but you guys said you guys didn't get a chance to watch it? Or?
To be honest, I never watched the Grammys. I don't think I've ever sat and watched an entire Grammys.
Well, have you ever watched the state of Wisconsin?
I have not, but I know they have good cheese.
They have great cheese there. Have you ever watched the state of Wisconsin?
What? Have
Wisconsin.
I ever?
Yeah.
I thought you said watch.
Yeah.
Watch Wisconsin?
Yeah.
It's a program?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yes, it is.
I've never watched the program Wisconsin.
I think you just woke
lived
up
in Wisconsin for a little while.
Uh-huh.
A lot of cows there. That's why they make a lot of cheese. But it's a great state. It's a lot of fun. It's just it is too damn cold for me. Especially a trip I took up to Green Bay one time. Oh my God! It was in like about this time of year. I can't even describe how cold it was.
What was the weather degrees wise?
My God! It was. Well, in the summer, it's kind of a beautiful place. Madison, Wisconsin is a really cool city. I really loved it. University of Wisconsin is there. Uh-huh. But, nah, it's too cold. I couldn't live there.
So, none of us going to Wisconsin then?
Well, hey.
Sean, why do you ask?
Well, the reason why I ask is basically because I got some fun facts about the state of Wisconsin because today is National Wisconsin Day.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And nearly 21 million gallons of ice cream are consumed by Wisconsinites each year.
Wow.
I can do that.
Yeah.
Since there's only 12 people there, that's a lot.
Wisconsin is a leading producer of ginseng in the United States. The Green Bay is known as the toilet paper capital of the world.
Wait, what?
Green Bay.
Wow.
Yeah.
Toilet paper capital of the world?
That's what it's known as.
How do you get that title?
Well, they use a lot. On the lake there, they have a lot of manufacturing, paper mills and things like that.
Oh, good. Okay. I was hoping it wasn't for something else.
The first ice cream sundae was concocted in Two Rivers in 1881.
I didn't get that.
The first ice cream sundae was concocted in Two Rivers in 1881.
Huh.
Steve's birth year.
You know what? When you go to urgent care for your wrist, have your hearing checked, too.
Maybe a CAT scan.
That's why I want to go to the doctor.
Yeah. So, according to Wisconsin Stories, Wisconsin contains more goats per square mile than any other state in the nation.
More goats?
Yes, ghosts. Right.
I thought he said
ghosts.
Oh,
ghosts,
my God.
I had no idea that would be a thing in Wisconsin.
Yeah. The first circus in the U.S. was in Delavan, Wisconsin.
Delavan?
Uh-huh. You know where that's at?
I know Fond du Lac.
Oh, okay. I was going to say it's right next to Delacar.
And Blue Mound.
Yeah. Let's see here. More than 800,000 deer roam Wisconsin woods.
Yeah, a lot of deer hunters there.
Yep. And almost one-third of Americans live within a 500-mile radius of Wisconsin. And of all the hunters on opening day of deer season in Wisconsin were grouped together, they would comprise the sixth largest army in the world.
How about that? Yeah, you better be wearing bright orange when you go hunting in Wisconsin.
Yeah, and hopefully Dick Cheney's not hunting with you either.
Yeah.
So, and there you go. So there's some Wisconsin facts for you guys there.
Now I want some cheese.
Oh, Wisconsin cheese. But you know what? California cheese is a lot better, though, I think.
Yeah.
So, well, you know what? We got some Valentine's tweets for you guys.
Yes, we do. And they're tweets from single people, right?
Yes, we've got the single people tweets here. Of course, you know, we just celebrated Valentine's Day. And, wow, that's not switching back. Come on. Hello. There
we go. Yeah, describe celebrate.
Yeah, well, you did pretty good yourself, buddy.
Well, I celebrated the hell out of it.
Shame and crickets.
Even
so.
Being single.
I didn't get to say, but I now know what escargot tastes like, and I will say that it was delicious.
Good.
If anybody cares.
Okay, who's going to start?
I'll start it off. So these are Valentine tweets from single people on Valentine's Day. So here we go. Ruth from Phoenix goes, can't wait for Valentine's Day. I'm going to run into as many restaurants as I can, shouting, I knew I'd find you here, you bastard, and then run out.
That sounds like fun. That really does.
That sounds like something you would do when you're sober.
I think that sounds like something all of us would do. Yeah.
All right, next tweet is, let's all take a moment of silence this Valentine's Day to think about the couples who started dating end of January.
At the end of January. There you go. Because they know it's going to be ending soon. Well, if you're single on Valentine's Day, you're allowed to have two dinners, right? You're still allowed to have two dinners?
Yeah, and apparently there is a plan that involves that.
Oh, tell us about the plan.
Number one, breakfast in bed.
I like it.
Number two, chocolates.
Mm.
Number three, watch movie.
Uh-huh.
Number four, dinner for two.
Hey.
Number five, regret eating two dinners.
And then?
And six is cry alone.
Yeah.
And seven, a pitcher of margaritas and three pitchers of beer.
Yeah.
If you're Steve. Well, you know what? Superman is single. Batman is single. And Spider-Man is single. So if you're single, don't worry. You're probably a superhero.
That's right.
I knew it.
Now, to my followers that are down about being single on Valentine's Day, a couple out there we'll spend $500 today and then break up tomorrow, so be happy.
That's so true. Sometimes that does happen. Very true. Someone asked me if I'm ever scared that I'll be alone forever, which I thought, well, that was kind of rude because my dog was right there.
Okay, saw a couple holding hands while jogging. And it made me hopeful that one day I will meet hopeful that one day I will meet someone who will hate them with me.
I think, you know, while you're the doctor's, not just your wrist and your ears, but your mouth, too. Yeah, work on those consonants.
The consonants.
Yeah, you got the vowels down.
You mean like North America or
that's
Australia?
Yeah.
Those
you know, he
consonants.
Might have a concussion.
God, you never know. That would explain a lot all
it
these
would.
Years, though. Let's see. Well, I'm tired of being the only one who cleans, pay the bills, cooks every day, and does the dishes in this house. I'm the backbone of this family. I live alone, but still.
Oh, God.
You tell him.
Yeah.
All right. Standing on the precipice, I yelled, "You're beautiful, and I love you," right there off the cliff. And when my echo came back, it said, "I just want to be friends." Boy, it seems like that.
And you know what? Well, my dogs are like, "Girl, you are awesome. Why are you single?" And I'm like, probably because I have conversations with my dogs, dude.
That's right.
And there you go. So there's some Valentine's tweets from single people.
Easy. Didn't talk to your dog all day.
Or cat.
Yes. Well, we've got a new little segment here. We haven't actually done this in quite a while. And we're going to run these down here. And so we got this is Would You Rather?
Would you rather?
Well, when somebody asks me, would you rather?
Now you can talk, Steve. Okay. Not over the fucking theme song.
Yeah, because that was such an amazing theme song.
Ooh.
It was. You didn't come up with it, did you?
Ooh, shots
are
fired.
You know, that is true. That is very true.
All right,
yeah,
then.
So you're very proud of that.
I am very proud of everything we do.
Well, when somebody talks about would you rather, I play a game in my head. What would Dan rather do?
So this was that. Zach's got the first ones here.
Oh, right.
So let's see. What do we got? Yeah, unexpected this, okay?
Would you rather be able to see 10 minutes into your own future or 10 minutes into the future of anyone but yourself?
I can see 10 minutes into Steve's future right now. It ain't good.
We're going to have an article for a new podcast show host, co-host to
Steve's other wrist is going to be swollen, too. I don't know. That's a good one. God, 10 minutes into your own or 10 minutes into somebody else's. That's a tough one.
I don't know what that would do for you.
Let's think about it.
Not that long. I probably do like 10 in somebody else's to help other people. You know, like, hey, you know, don't hang out for 5 minutes because in 10 minutes you're going to be in a car accident. So,
that's right.
You know,
yeah.
Stuff like that.
I think I agree with that. I don't care what I'm going to be doing.
Because you're going to do it every week anyway.
Yeah,
it's the same thing for you.
He's wondering more of who he will be doing.
Yeah. Another bottle of beer.
Yeah.
Mustard.
Let's get another pitcher.
Pitcher, beer, whatever. All right. What's the next one, Zach?
This one I'm on the fence. Would you rather skinny dip with your classmate or with a stranger?
Well, if the stranger's female and good-looking, I'd rather do that. But if it's a classmate, I know exactly who I would pick.
I'm all ears.
Well, I ain't going to tell you, but I would pick it with a
former. Okay, I didn't quite. Would I rather be what?
Would you rather skinny dip with a classmate or with a stranger?
I can't tell what he's saying about the what he's
skinny
going to
dip. Skinny dip!
Oh, skinny dip.
Oh, my God, Steve.
Jesus.
I can't hear it.
No shit, Sherlock.
I heard the whole sentence, but when he said skinny dip, I couldn't tell what he was saying.
And that was at the beginning of the whole sentence.
Yes, exactly. That's why I was so confused.
See, no wonder we can't get through a whole segment. You know,
oh my God.
Without problems. Okay, should I go on to the next one now?
Yeah.
Would you rather have unlimited sushi for life?
Yes.
Or unlimited tacos for life? Both are amazingly delicious. Ah. It could be any type of sushi, any type of taco you want.
I go sushi because it's a little bit healthier for you overall.
Unless you get vegan tacos.
Yeah, for life? Oh, come on. Nah. I mean, granted, you get more variety because you got carne asada, pollo, and then pork, which is carnitas. But, I mean, sushi? Yeah.
I'm going to have to pick tacos only because I grew up with tacos, loving it my whole life. Sushi is still kind of new for me the last couple years. Oh. I love sushi, don't get me wrong, yeah. but I love tacos more. I have more of a relationship.
See, there's one reason I would pick sushi is because I can make tacos.
Oh, sushi, you heard. Okay, good.
I heard sushi. All right.
Food gets put in his ears perk up.
Selective hearing, Grandpa.
All right. Would you rather be beautiful, handsome, but stupid, or intelligent, but ugly?
Well, we know the second one doesn't work for Steve.
Is this a roast?
It's becoming one now.
I know, because I can't tell what the hell he's saying.
Exactly.
You want me to read it again?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. Would you rather be beautiful, handsome, but stupid, or intelligent, but ugly?
That doesn't even make sense to me.
Actually, as I read it, it doesn't make sense to me either.
Yes, it does. Would you rather be good looking but stupid?
Oh.
Or would you rather be ugly and smart?
Oh, I guess it's the way it's written on here that I was probably. Okay.
I think for you, you probably need to pick the first one.
Well, I am going back to school, so.
God.
All right. Would you rather be fluent in all languages and never be able to travel? Ooh. Or be able to travel anywhere for a year, but never be able to learn a word of a different language?
I'd rather speak the different languages.
Me too.
I'd rather travel. I don't care if I talk to them.
See ya.
Peace out. All right. Okay. This one I think we all need to ponder.
Okay.
Would you rather find true love or be rich? Sean, you're already married, so you're out.
I'd rather be rich.
Well, yeah, you're already married and have true love.
Oh, I'd much rather be rich.
Sure.
I'm just going to go ahead and say.
See, I'd rather be rich so I can travel.
Well, so here's the thing. Yeah. It's like, okay, so if you find true love, does that mean you're going to be poor?
It can be. Yeah. But not necessarily, because with true love, all things are possible, including your richness.
Oh, yes. Yes, it is. I'm trying to think of like Dudley Moore's Arthur movie. It's like, would I rather be rich and miserable, or I'd rather find true love and be poor?
Well, remember, at the end, he took the money. He's not stupid. At the end, he took the money.
I wish I had a dollar for every dollar that I did have. Okay. Would you rather run at 100 miles an hour or fly at 10 miles per hour? I want to fly.
I want to fly.
But at 10 miles an hour?
Who cares? I'm flying.
Up and away.
That's gliding.
You said duck and slow down. I want to say hi.
No, if you're gliding, dude, I mean, you're falling faster than 10 miles an hour when you're gliding.
That's like Peter Pan flight speeds. You know?
No.
When you think about Peter Pan, they don't fly fast. They fly pretty.
Peter Pan, did you see Robin Williams in Peter Pan? Yeah. He was flying, dude.
Okay, but he wasn't going 100 miles an hour in the air.
It's not saying 100 miles an hour, but he ain't going 10 either.
Okay, well, all right. So are we talking like 65? Are we going freeway speeds?
Sure, why not?
Yeah, I can live with that.
Yeah.
But we can't do that. You can only do 10 miles.
Right, exactly. So okay. I'd rather run 100 miles.
So, well, actually, when I think about it, I wonder, see, if you flew, would you burn calories if you fly as opposed to running?
No, you would burn more calories running.
Okay, I take it back. I want to be the Flash.
Yeah. Well, not that fast, but fast enough. Because he goes Mach 3.
Steve, would you like to fly?
Say yes.
Would you like to participate in the podcast?
You want to fly?
Fly.
Fly, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, yours is open.
Yes,
okay.
Fly.
I like this segment. Okay. This is fun. Would you rather have whatever you are thinking appear above your head for everyone to see, or have absolutely everything you do live stream for anyone to see?
Oh, wow. Wow, that's a tough one.
I'm an actor. Live stream it.
You know, I want a little thought bubble above my head. That would just be incredibly entertaining for me.
Well, I know for Steve, if he had a thought bubble, every other one would be boobs.
And booze.
Yeah, and a pitcher of beer.
And weed and mustard.
Yeah.
Mustard.
Boobs, mustard, and beer.
And
boobs,
how long?
Mustard and beer.
Yeah, that's right.
And then after 6 hours, is the Uber almost here?
Yeah. Okay, what was the second part? Live stream what?
Have absolutely everything you do live streamed for anyone to see.
For everything, though?
That's what it says, everything.
Nah, I do the thought bubble.
Yeah, so wait, that's okay, so we break that down. That means that people can watch stream you taking a shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm out.
Yeah.
I'll take the thought bubble.
What the hell's wrong with that?
A lot, especially. Do I really have to go? All right, I'm going on the next one. Yeah. Would you rather have the power to gently nudge anyone's decisions, or have complete puppet master control of five people.
Ooh.
I would love to have puppet master control over Steve. I'd never leave home.
You could do that now. What are you talking about?
I know, but like it'd be a little more easily convenient. Like if I just had like Steve the video game on a computer.
There you go.
Grand Theft Auto Steve.
Just so you know, there would be a lot of masturbation.
God. I would gently nudge.
I mean, yeah, because it would probably be fun for a little bit, and then you're like, this might be one of the ones where I'm like, I kind of wish I went with the other one.
Yeah, I would probably do the gently nudge because it's kind of like, was it was it Evan Almighty? No, Bruce Almighty, the first one.
Oh yeah,
it's kind of like that. Yeah, you know, you got these powers, you could do this, you could do that, but you know
that part when he does that to Steve Carell in the newsroom was so damn funny.
Yeah.
Okay. God, I'm gonna. This one, I'm not.
Yeah,
this
puppet control. I would like to do that and have them all go out and make me rich.
Hey, there you go.
Yeah, all right.
Then I could travel.
This is not going to be fun. Actually, it might be. Would you rather eat shit that tasted like chocolate or eat chocolate that tasted like crap? Is there a choice to do neither?
Well, it's kind of like going like with the escargots. You know, it's a slug, you know, kind of a thing or whatever. It's disgusting. But if it tastes good, I'm going to eat it. So
I'd rather eat something that tasted good than taste it awful.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I think the question is whether it has nuts in it or not.
I think there's a part in this sentence that's missing. It's like, is there a gun to my head?
A gun to your head.
Okay. Would you rather speak all languages or be able to speak to all animals?
He goes down like this, and I can't tell what he's saying.
Here, you want me to turn my mic up? Would that help?
Yes.
No. All right.
I'm going to pretend
don't
to do
be
it.
It's a placebo. Really quiet.
It's all placebo.
Speak all languages or speak to animals.
So be super intelligent.
What the hell
or
the animals
Aquaman
are going to do for me? I'd rather speak all languages.
Yeah, but if animals, you know, if all animals, you're able to speak to them, you can command them.
To
do anything you want.
I'd have a blast with that.
You know.
Aquaman can talk to fish.
Can you really talk to fish?
I'd rather speak languages than the hell with the animals.
Well, it's really a matter, too, of like with the languages. Okay, now you're going to be able to speak to any human being on the entire planet.
Right.
In any language. Now or to any animal on the planet. So it's one or the other.
The animals would be pissed off because I eat meat.
That's true. Yeah, but, okay. For languages,
not necessarily. A lion would probably be sympathetic to your meat eating.
That's, there are those. Yeah.
Or bear.
I have zebra.
Hopefully they don't eat you.
Well, bear mainly eats fish, though.
Well, unless you're Leonardo DiCaprio in The Revenant, where he almost killed him. Well, he didn't really eat him.
It's just more of an attack.
That was more of an attack. That bear is just angry at him.
Yeah. I'd be pissed, too.
Okay, finally. Oh, and this is a good way to top it off. Would you rather read minds or accurately predict the future?
Ooh.
Okay, so basically we're choosing between Charles Xavier and Doctor Strange.
I'd rather read minds.
Yeah, because I think having the ability to predict the future would just be too scary. It would give me tremendous anxiety to know that.
See, if it's into the word predict the future, meaning you don't have any control over it, you just know what's going to happen.
But it's just, again, it's based on the fact that I would just be incredibly anxious. That would be like saying, okay, there's going to be a plane that's going to crash into my house in 2 weeks, and now I know that's really going to happen.
Right.
So now I'm sitting there, that's my power. So I just gave myself anxiety for 2 weeks. Super.
Of course, and you would know what was going to happen in sporting events.
And then knowing that, and make money,
ooh,
and then
and
go on vacation.
I could make money, and then I could travel.
Okay, so now
we're
back to the get-rich part of this.
Exactly.
Well, you got to look at it from all angles.
Yeah,
man.
That's true. But the reading the mind thing would just be more entertaining for me individually.
Yeah, but see, here's the thing with reading minds. You get into the mind of a stockbroker, make money.
Oh, yeah.
Be rich. Go on vacation.
There's a winner.
And when you're
for
rich, you can buy anything.
Yeah, that's true.
So, and there you go. So that's Would You Rather.
Rather.
That's a fun one.
There you go. All right, let's do what's news.
What's new, pussycat? Whoa, whoa, whoa. What's new, pussycat? Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Well, this lady here, Dawn Moon, she spent the last decade dreaming of opening up her own salon after getting a license as a nail technician. But now, just as her dream is starting to come true, Moon's storefront, which is in Ohio, Sandusky, Ohio, is causing some controversy because of its suggestive name.
What is the name?
Hand Job Nails and Spa.
I see nothing wrong with that.
And she goes, this is an idea I've had for 10 years.
I take more offense from Sandusky than I do from...
She says it's a play on words, but it's really exactly what we do as nail techs.
Yeah.
Hands. It's my job. Hand job.
Can you imagine that person answering the phone? Hello, thank you for calling Hand Jobs.
Yeah. You know? Although Moon believes that the name of the salon is rather logical, others have mixed opinions on it, which they've shared on social media. What the hell are people thinking, one person wrote, while another said, take it down. I cannot believe Perkins allowed you to use that name. Offensive. All of the attention, however, is simply being viewed as free advertising by the owner and the many people who support her. The talk about the sign started almost immediately within 24 hours. We've had massive social media attention, she says. Honestly, we've had way more positive feedback and a ton of support, and very few who don't love it. The reaction from those who are fans of the idea include a number of other local businesses who have openly shared their support for Moon in response to a Facebook post, asking if people are offended or not. Still, the town has yet to approve the salon signage because of Moon's failure to submit a request for a sign permit. Until she does, the town can't review or comment on the proposed name. When asked if Moon has a plan B if it's rejected, she says, of course, although we aren't speaking on that at the moment right now. In the meantime, Moon is fulfilling requests for merchandise after a few people have suggested making shirts with the salon's name on them. So we are in the process of making the design now, she says. So, you know, hand jobs. Where are you going? I'm gonna go get a hand job.
Yeah, you're talking about answering the phone. They could answer the phone hand job and then say, your next hand job is waiting right here. Yeah.
50% off all hand jobs.
Yeah, exactly. So,
okay, well, who here is a fan of the Fresh Prince? The Fresh...
Oh, good Lord, here we go again.
I really am losing it.
Wow.
The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. Who watched that?
Oh. Over here, Steve.
Over here?
I am.
You did.
Oh, yeah.
So you will be familiar with Alfonso Ribeiro. Alfonso Ribeiro played Carlton.
Right, yeah.
Right, yeah. Well, apparently on the show, I'll describe what he did, and you tell me what it is. Okay, the dancer sways their hips as they step from side to side while swinging their arms in an exaggerated manner. In the second dance step, the dancer takes two steps to each side while opening and closing their legs and their arms in unison.
Right, it's called the Carlton.
It's called the Carlton. Yeah, well, apparently he tried to get it copyrighted.
Oh, yeah, because he was accusing Fortnite of stealing it.
Because,
really?
Yeah.
Yeah, because you can do your avatars and do a little dance when they win a match. And one of those choices of dance is the Carlton dance.
Yeah.
And so he was trying to cash in, saying that, like, oh, yeah, that's my copyrighted dance.
Yeah, he claimed that the video games ripped it off. And
okay, but if somebody does that live, how do you collect the royalties on that?
Yeah, I don't know.
Dumbass.
That's why the courts are like dancing.
That's why the courts are like, nope.
But, well, that's the thing. They denied it. They said that there was not. Well, it's a simple routine, but it's not registerable as a choreographic work because it's only three steps.
Oh, got it.
Yeah, the finer step, the dancer's feet are still in the lower one hand from above their head.
But that's like saying, hey, you know what? I'm going to copyright the cha-cha.
Okay.
Or the merengue.
Or the merengue. Or the tarantella.
Ooh,
yeah.
You know, so, I mean, that's. Yeah. I mean, what was he thinking? I mean,
now, do you know who artist
needs money?
Millie is.
No. And neither do you.
You're right, because apparently artist 2 Milly is suing as well about that.
The Carlton?
Yeah.
Well, what does it say, Steve? Read the story.
I did, and that's all it says.
Oh.
Okay, that story's dead.
All right. Well, here a Florida woman danced naked outside a Waffle House, licked employee's face, deputies say.
I heard woman and naked.
That's, yeah, I heard woman and lick.
Again, selective
and
hearing.
And Waffle House. Wow. Yeah.
Well, Pensacola, Florida. Florida, go figure. A Florida woman's behind bars after deputies said she threatened an employee and danced naked outside a Pensacola Waffle House. Yeah, according to the Escambia County Sheriff's Office, an employee told Freedom Rider Zorbrist, 38 years old, of Pensacola, to leave the restaurant Monday because she had been causing trouble. Zorbrist fled but returned later saying she wanted to get a gun and then shoot the employee and everyone inside, the police report said. The employee told deputies that Zorbrist then took off her pants, danced naked in the restaurant parking lot, and tried to grab his genitals.
Hey, where do you start?
Yeah, exactly.
Apparently there.
The employee said that Zorbrist also licked his face and poked his chest, according to the police report.
I love people.
Zorbrist was arrested on charges of an indecent exposure, simple assault and battery, disturbing the peace, and looking ugly naked. She is being held on $5,000 bond.
Does it say anything about being under the influence of anything?
It does not, Steve.
So she just did this a normal person. Wow.
Yeah. Yep. And there you go.
That's not the gun part's a little over the top.
Bring it up to Florida.
And yet, speaking of Florida.
Oh!
But wait,
here we
there's
go.
More.
Here's a Florida man who got a big surprise.
Okay.
In Pinellas Park, Florida, deputies said that a man from South Florida who stole a couple of opioid pills got surprised when he took them because they were actually hydrocodone. That's what threw him off. Hydrocodone acetaminophen.
Threw you off.
That
too
is
well.
Actually laxative. So he thought he was going to get high. And he just yeah. So yeah, he has two prior theft convictions on his record as well. So he's, I guess, used to being in trouble. I don't know. So.
Well, that's what's news.
Yeah.
New Pussycat. Whoa, 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 whoa. What's new, Pussycat? Whoa, 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 whoa.
All right.
Oh, that's been fun.
Oh, that was a good show. That was fun.
No questions today?
No questions today. We don't have Genesis with us, so yeah.
I wouldn't be able to hear him anyway.
Yeah, no shit.
Apparently.
Yeah. Well, I got to call Marty Ross because I guess something's going on because today's the New Monkees show down in Hollywood. So I got to give him a quick call. So looks like it's going to be a beautiful day out today. Hopefully there's no rain in the forecast.
Didn't look like it.
Didn't see any. So hopefully everybody can get out there. And
but it's still going to be cold.
Yes. So keep warm, but go out and enjoy the warm sun, hopefully, and wear a coat if you need to. So the show's website is yourweeklydose.com, Facebook page, Your Weekly Dose. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at yourweeklydose1. And if you want to follow me, Sean, on all those formats, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, I made it easy for everybody. It's simply Sean Roberts, HC.
And in further angst, you're going to be upset with me because when I did my one tweet this week, I forgot to download the Weekly Dose picture, so you're up there playing the guitar in my tweet today.
You dumb bastard, you blew it!
You can find my one tweet
one
a
job,
week
Steve.
At SilvaLining69.
One tweet a week, Steve. One tweet a
one
week.
One tweet, and I only had one job.
And you fucked it up anyway.
Yeah.
And I'm at ZTEIGEN, ZTagen on Twitter and Instagram.
All right, so go out there, enjoy the day, guys. Any plans for this weekend, though, or no?
No. Well, I'm going to be
hospital
in Huntington
for you.
Beach.
Yeah, hospital for you. What about you, Zach? Anything?
I actually don't know yet. I'm waiting on a couple friends to see if they're going to go through with something tonight.
Well, go out, everybody. Have a wonderful weekend. It's also President's Weekend, too, so have fun. And
is Monday the holiday?
Yeah, Monday's a holiday, so go out and celebrate it. And, you know, our presidents, Washington and Lincoln, two great guys, that's what I heard, you know.
Yeah.
That's what I'm hearing.
They're huge.
They're huge. So, all right, everybody, take care. Have a good weekend. We'll see you next week.
Goodbye, world.
Just an old song coming down.
Thank you for listening to this week's show. Don't forget to support the show by shopping on Amazon. Just go to our website, yourweeklydose.com, click on the Amazon banner, and bookmark. Then start shopping. Remember to follow us on Twitter and Instagram at yourweeklydose1 and Facebook at yourweeklydose. We'll see you next week.